is a News 1130 special report.
Now, joining us live for some analysis on just what this means for the RCMP is SFU criminologist Rob Gordon. Now, Rob, good of you to take the time. So tell us, how did the investigation cross the line into entrapment?
Oh, well, I think judging by Justice Bruce's remarks, a lot of this had to do with the aggressive role of the police in actually engineering and planning this planting of bombs, and or not bombs, but bogus bombs, and that the subjects, Nuttall and Karodi, were really patsies in a way. They were just doing what the RCMP were directing them to do. So, you know, it's quite clear that this is probably going to be a great disappointment for the RCMP and the security services, but it at least sets out clearly where the bright line is. And if you cross it as a criminal justice agency, you cannot expect to see convictions at the other end. So, I quite frankly, this is a good decision from what I've read so far.
So what broke down here, Rob? Why might Mounties, why would they choose to go this route?
Oh, well, I think you've got to think back to the context in 2013 and a little earlier than that, where we were going through a period of great concern about terrorist activity in Canada, but of course elsewhere, but primarily in Canada. And I think what happened was that the security services and the RCMP in particular got caught up in that activity, in that sentiment, and were engaging in an activity that reflected excessive enthusiasm for investigating what they thought was going to be a terrorist group. They were also, I think, very impatient, usually with these sorts of protracted investigations. You have to lay in wait and be patient in the gathering of evidence. They obviously, for one reason or another, jumped the gun and decided that they would actually start to push these two into more overt activity. And, of course, the moment that they did that, they cross that bright line, and the outcome is what you see today. A couple of people who did it but were manipulated into doing it, and who are going to walk free as a result of that.
So, Rob, I mean, having said that, what's going to have to change when it comes to future investigations?
Well, I've got to get through these 200 pages, first of all, to find out exactly what Justice Bruce is saying. I thought that, as was the case with the Mr. Bink sting operations, that they would support, or the court would support the police, but lay down some very strict guidelines about how these sorts of investigations should proceed. She chose instead to come out very bravely, I thought, by saying that this was beyond the pale. So the police are going to have to reconsider the whole idea of gathering patsies and getting them to go and do things in order to try perhaps to induce others and to identify groups of terrorists involved in operations in Canada. I mean, it's a debacle, and a very costly one at that. It's costly in terms of the operation itself. As I understand it, it went on for months. There were, you know, well over 200, nearly 300 officers involved. And it's costly in terms of the reputation of the system.
All right, Rob, we very much appreciate your time today. That is SFU criminologist Rob Gordon joining us live on the phone.